Right now is the one moment that matters. Right now is the time to act on what's next. Don't just think about your future. Own it right now. You know you have a dream. Now you have to make it a reality. Move forward with a degree that can help you achieve your next success, however you may define it. At Strayer University, we can help you get the degree you need, master's or bachelor's, online and on campus. Students have trusted us for career-focused higher education for over 120 years. Own your future by owning this moment. The time is now. The time is yours. Get started today at strayer.edu. Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
WHAP Hopewell. It is the Soul in Sports with yours truly, Mike Pierman. It is a Lock It Up Friday, people, as we are here for the next 60 minutes to break down the weekend in sports. But first, the particulars, people. 641-552-5316 is the number to call in. Also, make sure you follow the station. Give me the identification at anywhere social media is sold, which is absolutely free, people, at 1340 a.m. on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat, Tumblr, you name it, we got it. Also, follow yours truly by my namesake. I am loud to speak loud at Mike_Pierman Sr. People, I am here by myself for the next 60 minutes, and that's okay. I dive back into the hour of power in sports where it all began. So, today, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, guys, we're going to break down. Warriors, come out and play! As the Oklahoma City Thunder is ready to make everybody shut the hell up because they're ready to see what they can do. Westbrook and Durant are here, and the Golden State Warriors are here. This is the series in which we asked for. Cannot wait to see this. Shout out to my man King Von Jr. on the Twitter holding us down. And as well, make sure you follow him at King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter. Also, like I said, make sure you guys keep in touch with everything that's going on. The Bat Phone, 347-637-3859. You got a voice you want to be heard? Call on into the program. But like I said, guys, UFC 98 is here. And people, what a card, what a card, what a card. Also, this weekend, Bellator is going on. My brother, King Mo, is going up against Phil Davis tomorrow in Sacramento, California. And it's all about to go down. So we're going to break down UFC 198. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, turn into form this weekend as well. And it is all about you. Again, 641-552-5316 is the number to call in. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, pay some bills, and come back and do what we do best and entertain you on this Lock It Up Friday as I get ready to save you some money. You're going to go out there and bet. Well, I'm going to tell you who to bet and who not to bet. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. Hopewell.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Ariens, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Cronin Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088. Or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town. Tread Setters, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East West Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Welcome back, Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. It is I, Mike Terriman, here. Lock it up on this Friday, people. A lot of things to lock up in sports this weekend. But first, guys, we got the Western Conference Finals. I'm not sure everybody thought they would actually get, as the Oklahoma City Thunder prove it's out with the old and in with the new, as the San Antonio Spurs are out of it. Now, think about it, guys. Four out of the last six Western Conference Finals had the Oklahoma City Thunder in the game. And if you look at it like this, the only 2 years they were not there were the years that Westbrook and Durant were hurt. So this is what we were waiting on. It starts off Monday. Now, that's what I don't understand. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3.5 days rest of the game won't be until Monday at 10:30 at night, okay, which is why I'm not a fan of West Coast teams. I don't get that, by the way. Now, I get starting at 7 on the West Coast. Unfortunately, that's our time slot. But 7:30, they can get there from 5 to 7 and Golden State. This ain't Los Angeles, okay? If they're in Oklahoma City, they start at 9:30 because it's Central Time. Okay, I'm just not a fan of games starting so late on the West Coast. I'm not a fan of West Coast games starting so late. So Monday, I cannot wait for that program, as the gang will be all here and discuss what's going on with that. But also this weekend, as tonight, the Heat play the Raptors. Now, I'm not sure where this was reported at. I know it's on our Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM Twitter page that DeMar DeRozan wants to be a Laker. I'm not sure that that's something that he said. Is that something that was in a written article or where that exactly came from? But I can't wait for that to happen and find out what goes, you know, how that's going to transpire tonight. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm going to lock it up right now that the Toronto Raptors go ahead and win this series in 6 games as they close it out in Miami. I mean, what else place would you rather be to close out a series? You beat the Heat in Miami and then go out and chill out and play in Miami. I mean, if it's good enough for Will Smith and Don Johnson, it's good enough for the Toronto Raptors. So I'm trying to win this game tonight in Miami, get it over with, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, because I believe they would play Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that's something, you know, keep your eyes on and look for that to happen in that series. But I'm going to lock that up right there, right here, right now. Lock that up right here, right now. That the Toronto Raptors, I said it, I'm not afraid to say it, the Raptors, as well as King Vaughn, is also locking up the Raptors to close this thing out. I don't know what it is. I personally think this is the most boring series because no matter what you say about the Cleveland series with Atlanta, it might have been boring, but you had LeBron, you had Kyrie, you had Kevin Love, so it wasn't as boring as, you know, as it probably could be. So I'm definitely into that game right there and what happened with that. I definitely am excited and looking forward, honestly, to that series being completely over. I mean, let's be real. Let's be honest, people. That was one boring series. Unless you're a Heat fan, unless you're a Raptor fan, which I'll be honest with you again, I don't know any Raptor fans, okay? Heat fans, they matriculated, they lived for a hot second, then they disappeared. You know, shout out to Ashley Baker here at Fox Sports. She's a Dwayne Wade fan. So I question even her Heat loyalty. If Dwayne Wade leaves the Miami Heat or retire, is she still a Miami Heat fan at that point? That's something that I would like to, you know, see if she was there. And of course, the only Drake fan there is would be somebody from Toronto, like a Drake fan. Raptor fan would be somebody from Toronto like Drake. But overall, I can't see myself ever cheering for the Toronto Raptors or anything along those lines myself. But overall, I mean, really, why would anybody be a Raptor fan? Vince Carter's not there, right? I mean, even, you know, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, that's about it, right? That's about it. But I don't see any other reason to be a Raptor fan. Let's just keep it honest. Let's just be real. I'm sorry, guys. It's just who I am. Let's be honest. Let's be real. I don't see that happening, and why would it happen in any other capacity to you want it being a Toronto's Raptor fan? I won't talk about the Raptors too much for too long. I know it can be hard for some of you guys to hear that and understand that and grasp the fact that nobody cares about these two teams. But, hey, I mean, I'm just saying what other guys and people refuse to say. You know you're not watching the Raptors. Sorry, had to get loud there because you're lying. Somebody's lying out there. Somebody's a Raptor fan. But shout out to my man on Twitter that hit me up. Well, Chris Bosh is still there, Vaughn. He's just injured, if you will. He's on the injured reserve list with a very serious injury. You know, they kept him off. But even if Chris Bosh was there, I mean, I don't see that making me a Heat fan either, for that matter. But shout out to my man on Twitter who was arguing with me and debating with me about whether I said when I said the Spurs were old and needed to, you know, retire. You know, say, well, it's not over yet. And look at that. And for those who don't know, the Houston Rockets are really in a coaching push to bring Kenny the Jet to the Houston Rockets. So I ask you a question. Do you want Kenny the Jet Smith to coach your team? He has no coaching experience, but I guess you got to start somewhere. But, I personally don't think he would be a good coach, not because that he couldn't coach the game of basketball or didn't know the game of basketball. I think he probably get frustrated with how today's youth is, personally. I mean, you watch, Kenny the Jet on TNT with him and Charles Barkley. They're very critical about today's generation, the way they dress. They make fun of guys, you know what I mean? But I know he likes to have fun also. So that would be a little interesting dynamic on whether or not he would take the job. So that's very interesting to see if he would take that job or not. But this weekend, Bellator MMA features your boy King Mo taking on Phil I Couldn't Win in the UFC Davis on Spike TV. Question: anybody watching that fight? I will be because I've added interest. But shout out the Cubs. Cubs win 3 runs by David Ross and Anderson Russell and to win in the ninth inning against the Pirates, 9-4 win as my Cubbies get back on top of the win column. It was desperately needed after losing our first series of the year to the Padres. So that was pretty cool. We finally got that win in the book. So get that, get off the schneid, if you will. As Hamill now is just dominating baseball right now. Well, six and a third innings pitch, 8 hits, 2 earned runs. Well, 2 runs, 1 earned run, 2 baseball balls, 2 walks, for those who don't know, as well as 8 Ks in this game. The Cubs are looking very good. I just don't see, unless a breakdown, a meltdown, or injuries occur, this team falling off. They're playing loose. They're having fun. They got power. They got speed. They can hit the ball. I just don't see them losing this game, no how this, you know, losing, not winning a World Series. And I'm not saying I'm picking them to win the World Series, so please, Vaughn, don't tweet that out. But when it says Bosch in Toronto, he's not there no more, so he'll be there. King Jess is coming back to Houston. I don't know. That's the question, Vaughn. That's the question that's out there right now. The Houston fans are outside right now at the stadium with signs, and I believe he might be coming in for an interview job. So we shall see how that occurs. Glenn says King Mo will lose to Phil Davis via knockout. And he's known to be hit, you know. I just don't believe in Phil Davis. So, and I think if Mo's smart in this, because Phil Davis, I do believe, have a better boxing game than King Mo. I'm not boxing, so it comes to a matter of who actually has the real better wrestling game. You know what I mean? They both are world class athletes in wrestling. You know what I mean? So we're going to find out. Phil Davis is a little, his reach is longer than King Mo, so he has the reach advantage, if there is a reach advantage in wrestling. So we're gonna quickly find out how good these guys are. And I say this much, and we say it about UFC guys all the time. If King Mo doesn't win this fight, I'll be real with you. I wonder where his career goes from here. You know, he was on a win streak, took a couple, 2 losses, came back within that tournament they had, that one-night tournament. We don't know exactly what happened with the injury, whether it was, you know, wrestling is storylines. I believe all sports is storyline. So we don't know if they manufactured an injury so they could pull off this fight right now, which we do know. And I don't know if I'm going to say that on air there, Glenn. But you're probably right. I won't say that. But as far as moving on past this promotion, yes, I don't see any other promotion giving him the job. 641-552-5316. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Then we're going to block up some weekends, guys. We got basketball. We got hockey. We got UFC 198. 2 more away from 200. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not so interested right now in 200. 200 needs a little bit more on the card, if you ask me about UFC. But, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340, WATP. Hope well.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company, they will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pender speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness.
Welcome home.
This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
641-552-5316. It's the number to call in right now. People, this sets in friend of the program, as well as Creed star Michael B. Jordan, will join director, also friend of the program, Ryan Coogler, who will be directing Panther, has just added Michael B. Jordan to the cast in this movie. So you got Michael B. Jordan, Fantastic Four Creed star. I best know him for my man Vince Evans on Friday Night Lights and also on All My Children on there. Joins Black Panther cast, joining again with Jordan, redeeming Creed and Fruitvale Station director Ryan Coogler for the third time. This is huge news. And I tell you something. DC started something that they get no credit for. And again, I know that people do not like Batman versus Superman. I know some people did not like Man of Steel. You're entitled to your opinion. I love Man of Steel. I think Batman v Superman was okay. They did drop the ball where it should have been extraordinarily awesome, and it wasn't. It was just an okay film, and that's okay. And I know everybody wants to hate Zack Snyder, Directors don't write films, guys. People get mad at Zack Snyder. All he did was take a script that somebody wrote and put it on film. If they wrote the script, all he did was to illustrate what they wrote. But with that being said, the one thing that DC has started to do when it came to Batman, we know with Wonder Woman, they're trying to cast directors now that fit the criteria of the demographic. It's classism. So Wonder Woman director has, Wonder Woman movie has a female director that has a woman's point of view. So I like how Panther has a black director that's to give you a black point of view. I'm not sure how much Ryan Coogler knows about Africa, okay, or in the wonderful country of Wakanda, but because, honey, when I say the boy has got his own money, I mean the boy has got his own money. 641-552-5316. But UFC 198 is this weekend, and it's going down. Shogun Rua, the Brazilian, 23-10, former light heavyweight champion of the world, has not been the same since carrying that title. We'll take on up and newcomer Corey Anderson. This has got to be a fight for Corey to win. He is 9-1. This is a statement fight. This is where the young lion beats the old dog. Who has more fight in the yard will be the question. Shogun Rua, again, 23-10 in his UFC, or his total career. Not been the most winningest fighter lately. Not looking like himself, if you will, so to speak. Nevertheless, as I'm having mouse issues right here, my mouse cut off. See, this is why, young folks out there, you got to get yourself a mouse that actually connects to, that connects all the way, not just a wireless mouse. Bluetooth mouse is what I'm trying to say, because sometimes, you know, anything can happen. But again, as I was saying, the former light heavyweight champion of the world, Shogun Rua, before his last win against Antonio Nogueira, which he won a unanimous decision. He lost to Ovin St. Pugh, who just lost to John Jones, obviously. He lost to Dan Henderson, and both of those were knockouts, okay? Before that, he did have another win, which was by knockout, but then he lost two games. So Shogun Rua has not been the greatest fighter since losing the title facing John Jones back in 2011. Has not had the greatest scenario. He lost the title to John Jones. Has not been on the greatest win streaks as of late, but he still is Pride champion. He still is UFC champion. He is still a Grand Prix champion. You never know what can happen in mixed martial arts world. And Corey Anderson, like I said, this young lion, I mean, with a nickname like Beast in 25-8, which, let's be real here, Corey. I don't know if someone told you. There's only 24 hours in a day, and there's only 7 days a week. That's how God intended it. He didn't give you 25 hours, son. Okay, and he didn't give you 8 days. So, whatever, that's your nickname. Who am I to judge? Well, I'm judging you. That's a stupid nickname. Beast in 25-8. It's like, literally, Corey Beast in 25-8 Anderson. Anderson. You got to say it twice, right, if you're a wrestling fan. Anderson. Like, I'm sorry, that's a dumb nickname. However, I will lock it up because I got to. It is a Lock It Up Friday, and that's what we do on Lock It Up Friday. You got to have some marbles. So I'm going to lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Sorry, nickname or not, I think he wins this fight, and I think he wins this fight by a second-round knockout. So I will lock that up as well. And no, say it ain't so. I just got a tweet.
Lock it up.
ABC has canceled Agent Carter and the Muppets? I like the Muppets. They were for it. I like the Muppets. Oh, sad news. But moving on, nevertheless, making her UFC debut. She has been begging, and I mean on both her knees, begging to fight Ronda Rousey. Says she had her number all along, never got the opportunity to do so, but it's okay. She's here now, Chris Cyborg. That's right, the woman that most MMA fans will consider being the best pound-for-pound female fighter in the world. Excuse me, guys, I got the hiccups. Chris Cyborg, 15-1, will make her UFC debut. For those who don't know, guys, listen, She has won. Her last few fights, just ridiculous, yo, just ridiculous. Knockout in the second round. Knockout in the third round. Knockout in the first round. Knockout in the third round. Unanimous decision. Knockout in the second round. I mean, Chris Cyborg. Remember Gina, just remember those other girls that you thought was going to last in UFC? Yeah. That never happened. That never panned out because Chris Cyborg knocked them out in Invictus. She'll be taking on Leslie Smith, the Peacemaker. She's 8-6. And let's just be real. All right. And in the world of professional wrestling, we like to call them jobbers, right? You know, jobbers are like people like, after 31 years being released, the Brooklyn Brawler, right? Stuff like that. The Brooklyn Brawler who got released. Man, I wish you didn't tweet that one out about what I said from KMO. However, 641-552-5316 is the number to call in. Truly, she's being fed to Chris Cyborg. And I tell you one thing about this. Chris Cyborg is going to eat this chick up every which way from Tuesday. I just really, truly believe that. This is no contest. This fight is clearly made and clearly is taking place to showcase the talents of one Chris Cyborg, who will win this fight, like I said, by first round knockout. You want to tweet something for me? Tweet out Michael B. Jordan joining the cast of Panther. But so yeah, this chick Leslie Smith. I'm not gonna read her wins and losses. She's 8-6, right? I never heard of her. Don't know her. Being honest with you guys, not gonna fake it, you know. So, but yeah, no, she's gonna lose. She's just there for one reason. For Chris Cyborg to pull on the show. But in your co-main event of the evening, Victor Belfort, the Phenom, better known to the rest of us here on the BDSR network, radio networks here now on Fox Sports, Victor P.E.D. Belfort takes on Sergey Sosa. 22-4 Brazilian, taking on 25-11 Brazilian. Let me just go ahead and break this down for you guys. Victor Belfort, 25-11, former number one contender for the belt a couple times. He was number one contender against Anderson Silva, lost. He was number one contender for the title against John Jones, lost. He was number one contender against Chris Weidman and lost. But guess what, guys? When he don't face those guys, he's not that bad. Okay, go back. Well, he did beat Randy Couture for the title, lost it to Randy Couture for the title, then lost by split decision to Tito Ortiz, lost by first-round submission to Alistair P.E.D.'s the Overeem. Okay, I'm sorry. That was in a prior championship. Just being honest with you guys, right? And he lost to Alistair Overeem again in Strikeforce in 2006, a year later. Made his jump at that point. Still was in Pride. Took on a couple of guys. Took on Dan Henderson. Lost that fight. But then he came to the UFC, guys, and just was on a tear. Wins, win, knockout. Yeah, everybody remember this fight against Anderson Silva, right? That was that front kick to the face. Yeah, never saw that before in your life. Anderson Silva, who we now know also took PEDs. Is it Brazilians just take PEDs? Did the women take PEDs in Brazil? I wonder, right? Because a lot of Brazilian women be, you know, I'll leave that alone. They can be hot, but watch it. Watch the Adam's apple, fellas. That's all I'm saying. Watch the Adam's apple. But overall, Victor Belfort is a credible opponent. PEDs aside, he is just a phenomenal fighter in all that he does. I'm just being honest here in what he does. But Sergey Sosa is one of my favorite fighters. To me, he is hands down probably one of the best submission artists in MMA history, despite the fact that he lost his last fight via split decision to Yael Romero. I actually had him winning that fight. A lot of fans also felt the same way that I felt. But before that, first-round submission, third-round submission, unanimous decision, knockout, submission, knockout, submission. You go up this record, it's nothing but submissions. This man is a grappling monster, a grappling beast. Lock it up. Right here, right now. I don't even got to talk about it. I already locked up in case, and I don't think I did. I'm locking up Cyborg. Sorry about that. Didn't lock up Cyborg. But I'm also locking up Sergey Souza to win this fight, submission, second round, maybe first round. I'm gonna go second round. I'm gonna go second round submission for this. Victor Belfort is a crafty fighter too. I don't want that to put it on pack. I'm not a big fan of his work and the things that he does. But overall, he is a good fighter. But I just think Sergey is that much better. But then we have the main event of the evening. The heavyweights get into it. The heavyweight champion of the world, Vercicio Verdum, the champion, 20-5, taking on Strip Marichik, kicks galore. This is a heavyweight UFC. Now, let me just break some things down for you guys out there listening. If you like heavyweight boxing, right? Nothing negative to say about heavyweight boxing. It's they hit hard. Just a matter of actually getting the guys out there, right? You get them to fight, looking for the right talent. You know, the Dante Wilder guys of the world, waiting for those guys to get back into the swing of things and start fighting again as well. UFC heavyweights, they come and they come hard. They come hard. I'm gonna say it again. They come hard. I'm going lock it up right now. Vercicio Verdum via first round knockout.
Lock it up.
Nope. I'm changing that. I can change it in my show.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Unanimous decision. I like Strip Matic. I'm gonna change it again. I'm gonna change it again. Don't get mad at me right now, King Von. I know you're over there like, boy, will you tell me what it is you're gonna do? So you can go ahead and I can tweet this thing all right already.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock
TKO.
It up.
TKO. There it is. TKO. Second round. TKO, right? Stop. The fight gets stopped by Herb Dean. If Herb Dean's even a referee, I don't know. The Dean of Herb is the referee in this fight. So that's where I'm going this weekend with my UFC picks. I'm going to take my last break of the day. Come back. Lock up some NBA action and some NHL action for the weekend. And we're going to get up out of here, guys, for the weekend, guys. We'll be right back. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. Hopewell.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry.